أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أسأل التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه هو التواب الرحيم. وعفنا يا كريم وعفنا يا كريم وعفنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله حوله وشره من الله تعالى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين. اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فصلي لربك وانهار صدق الله العظيم. الله تعالى says in the Quran al-Kerim pray to your Lord and sacrifice. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he who on Eid al-Adha does not sacrifice, he is not one of us, and he should not come to our masjid. Yesterday we have celebrated Eid al-Adha. One of the conditions of Eid is to sacrifice an animal. He who has 20 miskals of gold, which I checked, which corresponds to somewhere approximately between 800 American dollars to 900 American dollars, it becomes an obligation for him to make a qurban. Now, where does this come from? Sixty-nine days ago, we fasted the day and prayed the night for a whole month. And we celebrated Eid al-Fitr. Fitr means in Arabic to return. Return from where to where? Return from living a whole month as a true servant of Allah Ta'ala, obeying Allah Ta'ala against the will of our egos. And for that, Allah Ta'ala, amongst many, many gifts which He bestowed upon us, perhaps the most important gift was that He has permitted us to bring to the surface the Asma'il Husna which He taught to our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. We were supposed to have felt in us the divine attributes of Allah Ta'ala Himself. The Rahmah, the mercy, the love, the care, the kindness, the gentleness, the generosity, the power. So we were then permitted to return to this world and pass 69 days, hopefully living under the influence of the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, and in addition to that, trying to distribute, spread to others what we know. In the Eid al-Adha, some chosen ones, it appears, hear the wordless, soundless message from Allah Ta'ala, who will say, now, for 2 months and over, you have lived truly under the influence of my sifat. Now it is time for you, says Allah Ta'ala, that you reach to the level of my essence, of my zat, and see me like the full moon in my Jannah. Except your time has not yet come to come to me. So instead of you coming to me, send me the life of a qurban to me. The ones who know explain the necessity of making a qurban, which in Arabic means to come close to. Those of you who know Arabic, from qarib, closeness, aqraba, family. Now what we know is the story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was ordered by Allah Ta'ala to sacrifice his son, that which is dearest to one, dearer to one than one's own life. But like the fire didn't burn him when Nimrod throwed him into the fire, the knife did not cut the neck of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala, as a badal, sent by Jibreel alayhi salam a ram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chose 2 rams, black and white, with beautiful long horns. He laid it on the side facing the Kaaba, the direction of the Kaaba. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And he sacrificed 1, saying, O Lord, this is from Muhammad and his Ahl Bayt. And he sacrificed the other one, saying, this is from Muhammad and for his Ummah. So some of us, we think that we have to make a qurban for each and every one member of our family. As you see, this is not the case. A qurban is made and the meat is divided into 3. One part of it is sadaqah, to be distributed to the poor. One part is hadiya, is to be distributed to friends and family. and one part is nafaka for you to eat yourselves. But never the part which one keeps for oneself and as gifts to friends and family should be never more than sadaqa, because that part is the part of Allah Ta'ala, the part which you distribute to the poor. There is a hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when the first drop of blood comes out from the animal, that Allah Ta'ala forgives the one who is making that qurban as many sins as the hair on the back of this animal. And he says that that animal is going to be his burden, is going to carry him through the Sirat on the day of Yawm al-Din. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, keep a part of the Quran for yourself. And as a reason, he says, if a young couple, a married couple, would eat from the meat of their qurban, if that qurban is accepted by Allah Ta'ala, they may have a child with the character alike to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. In all these years, I have never talked about the qurban, but I feel that in these modern times and in this modern country in which we live, this obligation of shedding blood on the occasion of Eid al-Adha seems to some, even amongst the Muslims, an act which is sort of violent and somehow unseemly. And I thought that perhaps a little explanation was necessary. I also would like to announce to you that your mosque has sent more than 100 qurbans to Afghanistan to be distributed amongst the poor who hardly ever eat meat in their lives. We have also sent to Lebanon to be distributed amongst the Syrian refugees 600 packages of food to be distributed to 600 families, and I thank you for it. Ya Rabbi, on the occasion of this blessed day, where Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and so many amongst our families and our parents have given up what was dearest for them, even their lives, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Ya Rabbi, give us the strength of Iman.
Amen.
Give us the strength of Iman that we would be able to sacrifice when the time comes.
Amen.
For the sake of Allah Ta'ala,
Amen,
that which is dearest for us.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, at this moment, alas, we are much slaves of their egos, of our nafs-e-ammaras. Ya Rabbi, save us from the slavery of our egos.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, teach us to be Abdullah, your devoted servants.
Amen.
These days are not to have fun and games. These days are the summit of the education of Islam, to remind us that we are Muslims. And Muslims, as Muslims, we have obligations and we have duties. And perhaps the first obligation as a Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, seek knowledge even in China. And Allah Ta'ala says, is the one who knows and the one who knows not the same? Ya Rabbi, the misery in which the world of Islam is in today is due to the lack of education. Ya Rabbi, give us the urge, the wish, and the possibility to learn not only our religion, but also all what there is to learn in this world.
Amen.
The alims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, are the inheritors of the Prophet. Ya Rab, have mercy on Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Forgive the sins of Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring peace and harmony amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring unity amongst Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Bring the wisdom and the beauty and the kindness and the gentleness and the strength which was once of Ummat Muhammad.
Amin.
Amin. Ümmet-i Seyyidan Müsselin. Taha ve Yasin. Allah'a emanet olun. Alhamdulillah, 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 Rabbil Alameen, who has created us from a drop of dirty water and gave us the beautiful shape and form of a human being. Ya Rabbi, we didn't know how to walk and how to talk. You taught us how to walk and how to talk. We were nude, you dressed us. We were hungry, you fed us. You have given us two devoted servants who has loved us more than themselves, our parents, to help us all through our lives. You have given us water to drink and food to eat and air to breathe. Ya Rab, you have given us so many things which we did not know even we needed. But the greatest gift which you have blessed us with, O Lord, is our Iman, is our Islam. And you have given us your beloved as our Murshid, as our Prophet, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for all those gifts, Ya Rab, we are unable to thank you. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
And sometimes you test our faith, but never above our forbearance, not that you know not, but that so we know. You test us with little hunger, with little sickness, with little pain, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality everything belongs to you. And how many times, Ya Rab, you tell us how important is to be patient. How to be patient is half of faith. That faith is the key to paradise. Faith, patience is the key to paradise, and patience is the key to success and to victory. But Ya Rab, we never show patience. We complain to the doctors, to the lawyers, to the friends. Shamelessly we complain about you. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Ameen.
Teach us patience.
Ameen.
And count us amongst your patient servants.
Ameen.
Arab, you say hold on to Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my ummah is like one single body. If its finger aches, the whole body aches. Ya Rab, you see our state. 1.5 billion or more of us. We are 1.5 billion single entities hating each other, fighting each other, killing each other. Your beloved says that if we do not love each other for your sake, our faith is incomplete. Love, O Lord, we hate each other. Ya Rab, have mercy upon Ummati Muhammad.
Ameen.
Create unity back to Ummati Muhammad.
Ameen.
And give back the beauty and the wisdom and the strength back to Ummati Muhammad.
Ameen.
Bi Hurmati Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. Al-Fatiha.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad.